喜乐时刻与我们每个人同在。
May the grace, peace, and joy be upon us all the time.
在之前的星期五的晚上，我们从路加福音第一章来看来看耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Last time in Friday evening service, we studied from Luke chapter 1, mother of Jesus, Mary.
我们谈到她是一个大蒙眷爱的女子。
We said that she was a blessed woman.
在这众多时代当中的女子，她被称为是有福气的。
In all the generations of women, she was called the blessed one.
但是能够被神所特别选出来所用。
And to be specially chosen for God.
成为耶稣降生的器皿。
She became a vessel through which Jesus Christ came to the earth.
有这样的荣耀，有这样的福气。
She has such a glory and blessing.
但是她也有着相应的要求以及条件。
But she also met the requirements.
所以我们上次谈到为什么玛利亚能够被神所使用。
So last time we discussed why is it that Mary was used by God.
并且成为千万女子当中被人所称赞所祝福的。
And to become the blessed and the praised one among all women.
那我们今天晚上来看路加福音的第二章。
So tonight we'll study Luke chapter 2.
我们请翻到路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
路加福音的第二章的第六节。他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了第七，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。第八节，在伯利恒之野地有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。第九，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣耀四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。第十，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。十一节，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主耶稣。在第二章，当我们进入了路加福音的第二章，
We study Luke chapter 2.
这里讲到说玛利亚怀孕生子。
And Mary gave birth.
但是因为环境的困难，
Because the situation was very difficult.
到最后那个耶稣基督是降生在客店的马槽里面。
Lord Jesus was born in a manger in the inn.
最伟大的神降生在最卑微的地方。
The highest God born into the lowliest place.
这是我们所熟悉的耶稣降生马槽里。
This is the birth of Jesus Christ that we're familiar with.
但是当第七节这里讲说，耶稣就生下来被放在马槽。
In verse 7 says, they put him in the manger.
第九节这里却说，主的荣光四处的照耀着他们。
And but the verse 9 says the glory of the Lord shone around them.
我们如果从第二章的第一段跟第二段做一个比较，
If we compare the first part and second part of chapter 2,
第一段叫做在艰难的旅程当中，耶稣降在卑微的地方。
And first part you can call it the difficult birth in a difficult situation.
但是第二段的名称却叫做至高之处的荣耀。
But the second part is titled Glory in the Highest.
所以当你把这两段把它放在一起，
If we put these two parts together,
然后我们去思考什么叫做卑微，什么叫做荣耀。
And we think about what does it mean to be lowly, what is glory?
什么叫做贫穷，什么叫做富足。
What is poverty, what is wealth?
今天我们的社会人都在追求成功。
In the society, people chase after success.
希望成功，希望富足，希望能够出人头地。
People want to be successful and wealthy and to make something of
但是什么叫做成功？
But what does it mean to be successful?
什么又是富足？
What is wealth?
怎么样的人生才能够称为出人头地呢？
What is achieve life?
当我们把第二章的这前两段把它看一看，
If we study the two parts in chapter 2,
生在马槽是人眼中的卑微。
People think that to be born in a manger is lowly.
生活贫穷是人眼中的失败。
and to live in poverty is a failure in man's eye.
但是当他进入了第二段，他却成为至高的荣耀。
But second part, it says that glory in the highest.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹，我们今天都要去思考一下人生的价值。
So brothers and sisters, we need to think about the value of life.
什么样的生活才有资格被称为富足？
What kind of life is to call wealthy?
在不久之前，我读到一篇文章。
Not long ago, I read an article.
他在介绍一个总统。
It talks about a president.
不是我们的总统哦。
Not our president.
他介绍的这个总统被称为全世界最贫穷的总统。
The president was called the poorest president in the world.
他是巴拉圭的总统穆西卡。
It's in
Paraguay.
Paraguay president.
对，巴拉圭的总统。这个巴拉圭的总统是身为一个国家的元首。
And he was the leader of the country.
但是他却过着一个非常普通、非常普通的生活。
But he led a very ordinary life.
住着普通的房子。
He lived in a very ordinary house.
开着一台几十年的老爷车。
He drove an old car.
也没有人服侍他。
And there was no one to serve him.
也没有警卫跟着他。
There was no guards around him.
他的太因为家里的经济很有限。
Because he was limited financially.
所以他太太啊，他的太太还要在家里养鸡种菜来维持家里的所用。
His wife had to keep a farm at home.
不是他不能够有钱。
It's not that he cannot be wealthy.
当他被访问的时候
，When he was interviewed,
他说我不觉得我有需要啊。
He said I didn't feel the need.
他就每天呐、开车去上班，去总统府上班。
He drove his car to the president's office.
就是过着一个非常简单的生活。
He led a very simple life.
所以当这个记者在访问他的时候
，When the reporter interviewed him,
他说啊，总统。很多人都说你是全世界最穷的总统，你对这句话你有什么感觉？
Said Mr. President, you're called the poorest president in the world. What do you feel about it?
这个总统说有吗？是吗？为什么呢？
He said, is it so? Why is that the case?
他说我一点都不觉得自己贫穷啊。
I don't think that I'm poor.
这个总统继续讲。
And the president said,
他说啊，我觉得一个人如果需要很多钱才活得下去，这种人比较贫穷啊。
He said that he felt the people who feel the need to have more money, they are the poorest.
因为你需要很多嘛，因为你很穷嘛。
Because they need a lot.
但是对他来讲，他说我不需要啊。
But for him, he didn't feel the need.
我觉得我生活过得很好，我一点都不贫穷。
He thought his life was fine. He was not poor.
所以啊，有时候我们需要去重新校正一下我们的价值观。
So sometimes we have to adjust our mentality.
世界上所追求的荣耀跟成功。真的是神眼中要给你的价值跟生命吗？
The glory and success that world pursues, is that what God wants to give you?
身在卑微的马槽，却成就人类史上最荣耀的一刻。
To be born in a manger, but it was the glorious moment in human history.
身为卑微，却成为拯救全世界的关键。
He was the lowliest, but he was the key to salvation.
这是主耶稣生命的价值。
That was the value of Jesus' life.
也是使他成为至高处荣耀的方法。
And it is the way that he became the glory and the highest.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters,
请问你生命的价值在哪里？
What is the value in your life?
请问你最终的荣耀又有多少？
How much glory do you have in the end?
我们看回来路加福音的第二章。
Let's look back to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章的第八节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 8.
这里讲说在伯利恒的野地有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。在这里讲说当主耶稣降生之后。
After Jesus was born.
这是天地当中人类历史最重要的一刻。
It was the most important moment in human history.
因为救主为你我来降生。
Because the Savior was born for you and I.
如同以弗所书里面告诉我们的。
Just like Ephesians.
说我们原本与得救无关。
We had no part with salvation.
我们是活在黑暗当中，没有生命，没有价值，也没有神。
We live in darkness and we have no God.
活着到最后就是死。
And the end of our life is death.
死就是进入永恒的黑暗。
And death enters into eternal darkness.
这叫做人世间的悲哀。
That's a sad truth in life.
但是当主耶稣降世为人来到世界上。
But when Lord Jesus became flesh.
这是人世间最重要的一刻。
It was the most important moment in in time.
因为有他降生
because of his birth,
使你有了盼望
you have hope.
因为有他降生
because of his birth,
使你最后可以得救
you can be saved in the end.
因为有他降生
because he was born.
所以你我不需要再走在黑暗当中
we don't have to walk in darkness anymore.
在这个人世间最重要的时刻
in this most important moment in human time.
在这里讲说有一群旷野的牧羊人听见了并且看见了
It talks about a group of shepherds living out in the fields. They heard it and they saw it.
这么荣耀的时刻
Such glorious moment.
他们成为亲身参与者
They become participants.
这历史当中的时刻
This moment in history.
他们却被记录下来得到参与并且永远被纪念
They were recorded and they were remembered forever.
这不是一个很大的荣耀吗
Isn't that a great glory?
有时候啊有些像我们社会当中有些什么重大的事项
Sometimes in the world when there's important events.
哦，我们都好希望啊人能够在那里啊参与一下
We want to be part of it.
哦，为什么很有面子啊以后可以跟你的孩子讲哦，我参加过什么啊我参加过什么很有面子啊
You can boast to your children about it.
啊、所以啊有什么重大事项我们都希望说我也可以在那里
So when something important happens we want to be there
今天这个是人类史上最重要的一刻
It was the most important moment in human history
如果有机会啊你我也希望能在那边不是吗
If we have the opportunity we want to be there as well
能够亲身参与亲眼看到顺便再来一张自拍啊
To be a part of it to witness it, and to take a selfie
哦，多有荣耀啊
How glorious is that
啊，但是啊在这么多人当这世界上这么多人里面
But in all humans,
这里却说这一些牧羊人特别被给予这个机会
This group of shepherds was given this opportunity、
哦、他们从来、啊、他们本来跟主耶稣没有任何的关系
They had no part with Lord Jesus
before、啊、但是天使却特别来告诉他们
But the angel came and told them
并且带领他们使他们能够得见到婴孩耶稣的降世
and to guide them to witness the infant Jesus
为什么他们能够有这样的荣耀
how come they had such glory
有这么多的人为什么就拣选他们
among so many people why were they chosen
啊，这是我们今天去思考可以去思考的一个问题
it is a question we can think about today
为什么不是你不是我
why is it not me or
为什么不是祭司不是利未人
not the priest not the Levites
为什么不是文士也不是法利赛人
not the scribes not the Pharisees
为什么就特别找了这一群的牧羊人呢
Why was it that group of shepherds?
或许有一些是我们可以从这些牧羊人身上做学习的
Maybe we can learn something from them
啊，使我们能够从他们身上学让我们有机会也能够参与这最美的荣耀
So that we can have the chance to be a part of this great glory
为什么他们能够被拣选
Why were they chosen?
我们看第八节
Let's read verse 8、
啊、这里讲说野地里有牧羊的人夜间按着更次看守羊群在这里讲到圣经里对他们的第一个形容
The first description of these shepherds
就是他们在工作
They were working
这里已经是晚上了
It was night
但是他们还在工作
They worked at night
那不但工作整晚
Not only they worked all night
这里讲说他们是有秩序的按着更次来照管羊群
they had orders to take care of their stock、
哦、所以在这里第一个我们要学习的榜样
the first example、
哦、就是在这些就是这一些牧羊人他们是在旷野当中
that these shepherds they lived in the fields
他们不是在城市
they did not live in the city
也没有住在家中
not at home
没有躲在温暖的棉被
they were not in their warm
却在野地当中尽力的做工
but they were working in the fields、
哦、所以这里是我们需要学习的第一个榜样
it's the first example we can learn from
也是主耶稣对你我今天每一个信徒的要求
and the same requires for all the believers、
啊、今天我们都喜欢、啊、在舒适的环境
today we want to be comfortable、
啊、但是在这里说你想要看到荣耀你必须要走到旷野当中
but the first requirement to receive glory you have to walk out into the fields
我们来看启示录的第十二章
let's read Revelation chapter 12
启示录的第十二章
Revelation chapter 12
启示录十二章的第四节
Revelation chapter 12 verse 4
四节他的尾巴拖着天上的星辰的三分之一甩在地上龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前等他生产之后要吞吃他的孩子第六节
verse 6
妇人就逃到旷野 在那里有神给他预备的地方，使他被养活1260天。我们再看第十四节
，verse 14，
十四节，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、两载、半载。那在这里是启示录的一个意象。
It was a vision in the Revelation.
他说啊，魔鬼要吞吃婴孩。
The Satan was going to devour the child.
这里却说妇人逃到旷野去了。
But the woman fled into the wilderness.
他说这个旷野是神为他预备的地方。
And was a place prepared by God.
但是后来却说这旷野就是他的地方。
But it says the wilderness was her place.
哦，所以你把这两段放在一起。
So if we put these two parts together,
你要逃避魔鬼，
if you want to flee the Satan,
你想要不被吞吃，
you don't want to be devoured,
你就必须要逃到旷野，
you have to flee into the wilderness.
啊，但是一开始讲到这个旷野是神帮你预备的，
but the wilderness was first prepared by God.
但是最后它必须要变成你的地方，
but it was a place that is to become yours.
啊，什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是信仰不能够是一直外面加在你身上的，
that faith cannot be added externally.
你只是靠着神的恩典、神迹、奇事、提醒、警告、修理，一直这样子勉勉强强、跌跌撞撞的在前进吗？
Do you walk forward in faith by all the reminders, warnings, and disciplines?
哇，今天啊，没有恩典就不来，没有被警告就不会害怕，没有被修理就不知道要祷告。
If there is no blessing or there is no warning, I would not remember to pray.
是非常被动的。
It's a very passive.
你都在等着神帮你预备，神帮你预备。
You're waiting for God to prepare for you.
啊，但是到最后要从神帮我预备变成这就是我的地方。
But what is prepared by God has to become yours.
哦，所以啊，到这里告诉我们说，我们要进入旷野。
So it says to go into the wilderness.
旷野是个单调的地方。
Wilderness is boring.
旷野没有什么娱乐休闲。
There is no entertainment.
旷野也没有什么其他的人能够陪你作伴。
There is no one else there.
但是在简单的生活里面。
But in a simple life.
在安静的环境当中。
In a quiet environment.
借着灵修使这个地方变成你的地方。
Through spiritual cultivation, it become yours.
是魔鬼没有办法过来。
It's somewhere Satan cannot go.
是魔鬼没有办法害你。
Satan cannot harm you.
而且在这里你要得到生命。
And from here you will receive life.
但是你需要进到旷野。
You have to enter into the wilderness.
所以我们看到这些牧羊人，他们一开始的位置就是在旷野当中。
So the shepherds, they started out in the fields.
简单的生活，努力的工作，离开世界的繁华。
A simple life, they worked hard and they departed from the world.
是给你我今天一个学习的榜样。
It is an example that we can learn from.
你好喜欢热闹吗？
You want to be in crowded place.
你最喜欢追求世界的繁华吗？
You want to pursue the glamorous of life.
你抛不下世界上的物质好处吗？
You cannot put down the good things in life.
你小心啊，就变成像罗德一样，慢慢挪移帐篷，住到索多玛当中啦。
Be careful and not become Lot to move into Sodom.
那但是在这里说，我们要住在旷野。
But here says we have to live in the fields.
就是要学习一个简单的生活。
To learn from a simple life.
要教导自己降低物质上的欲望。
To teach ourselves to lower our physical material needs.
这些人不只是在旷野。
Not only they're in the wilderness.
而且他们是在旷野牧羊。
They shepherd in the wilderness.
虽然是晚上。
Even though it was night.
晚上啊，羊都在睡觉了哦。
The sheep were sleeping.
啊，但是虽然羊在睡觉。
Even though the sheep were sleeping.
这里讲说这些牧羊人按着时间，按着次序，继续来照管这些羊群。
The shepherds were keeping watch over their stock.
所以为什么他们能够特别得到这一份额外特殊的荣耀呢？
How come they can receive this bonus glory?
因为他们是认真生活的一群人。
Because they lived a very hard life.
虽然是晚上。
Even though it's night.
但是他们没有偷懒。
They did not slack.
好像羊群都在睡觉。
Even though the sheep were sleeping,
但是他们没有放松自己警惕的心。
They did not relax.
啊，虽然工作这个长夜漫漫。
even though the night was long.
但是他们分工合作，使每个人都能够有足够的休息。
They worked together and everyone had enough rest.
这个是我们今天做牧羊人所需要学习的榜样。
This is an example that we can learn from the shepherds.
很多时候我们看到我们的信徒都很好。
Many times we see the believers are doing well.
我们有心。
We have the hearts.
我们用心。
We use our hearts.
我们牺牲奉献努力工作就是因为来侍奉神。
We work and sacrifice to serve God.
但是有时候少了一样。
But sometimes we lack one.
少了哪一样呢？
What is it we lack?
我们没有办法按着更次的来侍奉神。
We cannot serve God in order.
有时候我们看到一些极端有些状况。
Sometimes we see a situation.
什么状况？
What situation?
就是全部一把抓，全部靠我就可以了。
That someone handles everything.
什么事情我自己决定。
They decide everything.
什么工作我都自己来就好。
They do everything.
有时候虽然看起来是很热心。
It appears to be very fervent.
其实原因是因为不想跟别人合作。
But the real reason is that they don't want to work with others.
为什么不想跟别人合作？
Why not?
因为你跟别人合作，你要去听别人的想法，你要去顾虑到别人的感觉。
When you work with others, you have to listen to their opinions and think about their feelings.
多么的麻烦啊！
It's so much trouble.
我自己做，我爱怎么做就怎么做啊。
If I do it myself, I can do it my way.
所以有时候啊，我们好像把工作全部担在身上，不见得是努力，而可能是不愿意跟别人合作。
Sometimes we take on all the work is maybe not because we work very hard, but rather we don't want to work with others.
所以做得很辛苦，难免抱怨就很多。
So we have a tough time and we complain.
因为拒绝跟别人互动，所以就缺乏了彼此同工的机会。
Because we refuse to interact with others, we lose opportunity to work together.
所以我们看到在这里，这些牧羊人是按着规矩的时间大家一起来合作的。
So the shepherds, they worked together and kept watch together.
每个人都尽自己的一份心力。
They all paid their effort.
到最后大家都有足够的休息，但是羊群都被顾得很好。
In the end, they all had enough rest and the sheep was taken care of.
这个也是我们需要学习的。
This is something we can learn from.
说很努力工作侍奉神是好事。
It's good that to work hard and serve God.
但是其实在工作当中的互动本身就是灵修的一个部分。
But the interaction in the work is a part of spiritual cultivation.
当我们发现说我们自己都没有办法跟别人沟通。
When we realize that we cannot communicate with others.
如果跟别人沟通就很不舒服，很不高兴，甚至起冲突。
When we try to communicate, we have conflict.
我们觉得大家都在挡路。
We
挡着我的路啦。
Blocking our way.
我们觉得大家的配合度都很差。
Everyone don't want to participate.
我们都觉得说别人都不懂我在想什么。
We feel that nobody understands.
或者常常觉得说其他人是跟不上我的脚步。
Or that people cannot keep up.
那我可以告诉你啊。
Then I can tell you.
你在侍奉的路上就会一直不断的重复的遇到这样的问题。
Then your servitude will face the same problems over and over.
因为这个就是主耶稣要磨你的部分啊，是你就是必须要被磨的那个最大的问题啊。
Because Lord Jesus is going to train you this way.
如果主耶稣爱你，
If Lord Jesus loves
you, 他就会不断的让你重复重复一直遇到这样的问题。
He will have you face the same problems.
你不改就继续来。
If you don't change, it will happen again.
而且啊，越遇到遇到的越来越麻烦。
And the problems will become worse and worse.
你需要合作的对象越来越难搞。
The people that you work together will become more and more trouble.
你就生气。
You will be angry.
你就吵架。
You will fight.
你就最后不做了。
In the end, you quit.
你就失败了。
Then you fail.
所以有时候啊，当我们没有办法跟别人配合。
So sometimes when we cannot work together.
请不要总是觉得说其他人跟不上我侍奉的角度，跟缺乏我的这样的热心。
Please don't feel that others cannot keep up with you or they are not as fervent.
因为主耶稣不是在训练别人。
Because Lord Jesus is not training others.
主耶稣就在磨练你啊。
Lord Jesus is training you.
磨到你慢下你的脚步。
Until you slow down yourself.
磨到你学会彼此沟通。
Until you learn to communicate.
磨到你能够谦卑聆听。
Until you can listen humbly.
到最后才会把这个功课拿走。
Then he will take this lesson away.
所以我们看到这些牧羊人，他们是能够合作的。
So we see these shepherds, they work together.
每个人做一点，整个工作就全部完成了。
Everyone do their own part, then this work will be done.
这也是我们需要学习的榜样。
This is what we need to learn.
我们再看回来啊，路加福音的第二章。
Let's look back to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
我们看第十四节。
14.
14节说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。15节，众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。16节，他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。在这里我们看到这些牧羊人的第二个优点。
This is a second good point we can learn from the shepherds.
当他们听到了这个讯息，
after they heard the message,
当天使给了他们这个指示，
when the angel gave them instruction,
这里说他们就急急忙忙去了，要看见所成就的事情。
It says they went with haste to see what has come to pass.
他们很希望能够看到。
They want to see it.
甚至啊，很着急。圣经讲说，急急忙忙的要去看耶稣。
They went with haste to see Jesus.
啊，这个就是我们看到的他们的第二个优点。
This is a second good point we can learn.
当他们听到耶稣的消息，知道救恩的道理。
When they heard of Jesus, when they heard of salvation.
急急忙忙离开，赶快要去追求。
They went with haste to pursue.
所以啊，因为有这样子的心，
because they have this heart,
想要赶快看见，想要赶快知道，
to see what happened soon.
所以到最后就有资格能够参与这天地间的大荣耀。
In the end, they were qualified to participate in this great glory.
但是我们如果想回来啊。
If we think back,
他们原本在旷野做什么？
What were they doing in the fields?
他们在旷野牧羊。
They were working.
这些羊是他们的命根子。
It is their livelihood.
他们的财富，他们的财富，他们所拥有的产业。
It was their possession.
所以他们宁愿在旷野，宁愿整夜都要顾好这些羊群。
They rather spend the whole night in the field.
但是在这里说，当他们听到主耶稣的消息。
But here it says one, they heard the message of Jesus.
说他们急急忙忙的就离开往伯利恒去了。
They went with haste into Bethlehem.
你要到伯利恒。
To go into Bethlehem.
你必须要放下你的羊群啊。
They have to leave their sheep.
这个时候你是要挣扎的。
You have to have the struggle.
这些是我吃饭的饭碗啊。这些是我的产业。
This is my livelihood.
这我的羊群
My stock.
我以后就靠他了
I rely on them.
但是啊可是我又想去看耶稣
But I also want to see Jesus.
我想知道这个大好的信息
I want to hear this great news.
所以有时候啊就是这种挣扎当中你必须要做一个选择
You have to make a choice in the struggle.
这些牧羊人丢下自己的羊群就到伯利恒去了
The shepherds left their stock and went to Bethlehem.
原本是他们所宝贵的
It was something they treasured.
但是因为听见耶稣的缘故所以就把它放下来先去找耶稣
Because they heard of this Jesus they left it and went to see Jesus.
如果今天他们再考虑一下
If they thought it a little longer.
再想想再考虑再研究然后呢我们找一个最好的方案
To study and to consider and to find a great solution.
我们先把羊群带回家里
Let's lead the sheep back home.
然后给他吃草让他休息给他睡觉给他喝水
Let them rest, let them sleep.
把这个围栏围好检查围栏有没有破口
And put the fence up.
然后呢咚咚咚咚好了好我们可以出发去伯利恒了
After they settle everything, they start to go through Bethlehem.
等你都准备好啊来不及了耶稣已经不在那边了
When they're ready to go, it's too late. Jesus was not there.
有时候啊，我们人生就是太会计算。
Sometimes we are too
太会算啊。
We like to calculate.
这个啊，放不下，舍不得，离不开。
You cannot let go of things.
每件事情都在那里盘算来盘算去。哎呀，去教会要牺牲多少啊？那个奉献要损失多少啊？做圣工要浪费多少时间？有时候我们非常的会计算。
We calculate everything. We calculate the sacrifices that we have to make in church.
所以到最后都是啊，剩下的给耶稣，不需要的给教会。
In the end, we.Only give the church, give to Jesus what is the remainder.
要聚会可以啊。
It's okay to go to service.
在我方便的时候，我的 convenient， 我方便的时候。
Only when it's convenient for me.
所以一切都是以我为主。
And it's self-centered.
我先做到我要的，我先得到我要的。
I will achieve what I want first.
然后呢，我就来爱耶稣，我就来重视教会。
Then I will love Jesus. Then I will Take care of church.
有时候不见得来得及啊。
Sometimes it's too late.
路加福音里面有讲到一个人叫做撒该啊。
And Luke talks about a person named Zacchaeus.
啊，说撒该想要看耶稣。
Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus.
啊，跑出来了，啊，但是人很多。
He ran out, but there was a great crowd.
他说撒该个子矮矮，看不到。
Zacchaeus was too short and he could not see.
看不到怎么办？
What did he do?
圣经里面讲说，他就跑跑跑跑到最前面去看。
Zacchaeus ran to the very front to see.
他就看到了。
And he saw it.
啊，但是如果今天撒该换一个想法呢
？But if Zacchaeus had a change of mind.
啊，没有关系啦，现在看不到，下次再来看。
If he thought it's fine, I'll just see Jesus next time.
啊，反正我先回家，下次啊人少一点的时候我再来。
I'll just go home and next time when there are less people, I'll come.
耶稣经过这一条路进耶路撒冷，就没有再回来这里了。
Lord Jesus passed through that street and went to Jerusalem.
所以啊，有时候信仰路上啊，人不要太聪明，太会计算。
Sometimes in a journey of faith, we cannot calculate.
哦，像我们讲到那个，像我们讲到那个打破香膏、打破玉瓶的那个女子。
Just like the woman who broke the jar.
你说如果她太会算哦
？If she knew how to calculate.
她说啊，哇，这个香膏啊，这么大一瓶，膏耶稣太浪费了。
And she thought it's such a waste, it's too much money.
我们倒三分之一出来就好了。
I'll just use one third of it.
剩下的带回家继续使用。
I'll use a remainder.
有时候啊，当你算过来、算过去、算过来、算过去，那个起初的感动就没有了。
Sometimes when you calculate that much, you lose the movement in the
beginning. 奉献的价值不在于你奉献多少。
The value of your sacrifice is not depend does not depend.
奉献的价值在那一瞬间你内心的感动，并且。你说主啊 ，for you anything， 那种感动是主耶稣要看到的。
It depends on the movement that you felt very first。
啊，有时候你算完之后啊，其实那个价值不高了。
Sometimes after you calculate, it doesn't worth much。
因为主耶稣不缺你的钱。
Because Lord Jesus does not need your money。
主耶稣想要的是你愿做的心。
Lord Jesus wants your willing heart。
哦，所以我们在这里看到这些牧羊人。
So we see these shepherds。
啊，当他们听到大好的信息。
When they heard the good tidings。
虽然羊群还在那里。
When the stock was still there.
这里讲说他们急忙哦，急忙就是马上就去了。
And they assess with haste.
马上就去，为什么？因为看耶稣是第一优先。
They went right away because to see Jesus was a priority.
使他们能够参与到这件大荣耀当中。
So that can be part of this great glory.
哦，所以今天你希望成为，你希望你的生命有机会参加大荣耀。
So if you want a chance to be a part of this great glory.
啊，就要看你有没有。听到信息，急忙的就出发了。
It depends on whether you march out with haste.
然后赶快走。
You walk out first.
不留念。
You don't hesitate.
不回头。
You don't turn back.
也不会舍不得。
And you don't regret.
啊，主耶稣会帮你把这些羊群看好的，你放心啊。
Lord Jesus will take care of the stock.
有时候啊，你越放下。主耶稣就帮你照顾得越好。
Sometimes if you, the more you put down, the Lord Jesus will take care of it.
哇，跑一趟回来，羊群还在啊。
You go and see, and the stock was still there.
啊，说不定又生了两只小羊啊。
Maybe there are two new sheep.
哦，所以啊，当你能够为耶稣舍得
，So when you can sacrifice for Jesus,
你就不用怕耶稣会对你舍不得。
You don't have to be afraid that Jesus will be stingy.
主耶稣一定会从天上降大福给你。
Lord Jesus will give you great blessings.
因为你的，你对他的真心，他感受到了。
Because he can feel the true heart you have for him.
所以天父心中一喜悦，天就开了。福气就降下来了。
When the Heavenly Father is pleased, the heaven will open and blessings will come down.
啊，但是你愿不愿意试试看
？But are you willing to try?
哦，所以在这里第二个我们看见的
，So second thing we see，
这些牧羊人舍得。
These shepherds were willing.
那第三，我们看第十七节。
Third thing, let's look at verse 17.
十七节
，17.
十七节这里说，他们既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话。传开了十八节
18.
凡听见的就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话在这里讲到第三个你要蒙大恩得荣耀的方法
Third requirements that for you to receive this word
就是分享
to share、
哦、这里说牧羊人听到了看到了以后就赶快把这个消息跟众人分享
When the shepherds had seen him they made this message widely known
使许多的人都能够听到这个大好的信息
So that many can hear this great message
今天我们如果有好东西
Today if we have something good
我们有好的消息
If we have some good news
我们会希望能够跟我们所爱的人一起来分享不是吗
We want to share with those that we love.
啊，所以这里讲说，如果你真的觉得这个是大好的信息
，If you truly believe in this great message,
你会赶快呀、啊、跟众人分享，让大家都知道。
We'll quickly want to share with everyone.
啊，当你能够愿意跟别人分享
When you are willing to share,
只代表一件事情。
It means one thing.
代表说在你心中，这个真的是好信息，你很重视。
It means that you really believe that it is a good message.
但是如果你从来都是闭口不言，
But if you never talk about it,
甚至觉得很不好意思，不想讲。
Or you feel embarrassed about it.
或许啊，在我们对信仰的认知是一个问号啊。
Perhaps our faith is a question mark.
你以耶稣为羞耻。
You're embarrassed by Christ.
你将救恩当作一个不好意思的事情。
You're embarrassed by the salvation.
那你能够期望耶稣怎么样赐福给你，怎么样来爱你呢？
Then how do you expect Jesus to love you much?
你觉得承认信仰觉得很丢脸。
If you think it's embarrassing to admit your faith.
你怎么能够期望耶稣能够以你为荣呢？
How do you expect Jesus to be pleased with you.
所以今天你真的把这个当成好消息。
If you think this is a good message,
不只是啊，因为这个好消息，你被耶稣的爱所感动。
You're moved by the love of Jesus.
你会愿意奉献，愿意参与，愿意参加聚会，愿意来爱教会。
You're willing to sacrifice and participate and love the church.
更重要的是，你会找机会让身旁的人知道这个大好的信息。
More importantly, you will find the opportunity to share with others this good message.
所以这里第三个，我们看见他们一看见，他们听。听见看见就跟众人分享。
So third thing that when they had seen it, they shared it.
最后我们看回来第十二十节啊。
Lastly, let's look at verse 20.
二十节
，20.
二十节说，牧羊人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀给神。赞美他，在这里讲到是得恩的第四个要求。
The fourth requirement to be blessed.
得恩的第四个要求，这里讲说，当他们看见、听见，他们想到天使讲的话，就感谢，感谢啊。
When they had heard and seen it, they glorified.
懂得感谢，懂得赞美。
They were glorified and praised.
这也是我们需要做的。
This is something that we need to do.
在这里告诉我们说，他们会回想恩典啊。
They reflect on their blessing.
说他们回来以后啊，他们去想。他们去想他们所听见所看见的事情。
After they returned, they thought about what they had heard and seen.
他们想到天使对他们所说的话。
They thought about what the angels told them.
为什么他们很高兴？
Why were they joyful?
为什么他们会称赞神？
Why did they praise God?
因为他们想到啊，在这么多人当中，天使叫了我们，叫了我们。
Because they remember that among all the people, angels chose them.
使我们今天有机会亲眼去见证这一项大神迹。
So they had the chance to witness this great miracle.
感到自己非常的不配。
They felt unworthy.
却也感到自己非常的荣耀。
But they also felt very glorified.
所以他们就会去赞美。
So they praise.
所以今天我们如果在信仰当中常常去思想自己得到的恩典。
So today in our faith, we continue to reflect on the blessings.
你常常思想恩典，常常觉得主耶稣非常爱你。
You realize that Lord Jesus loves you.
你觉得天天在看神迹，日日都有主的恩惠。
You realize that every day there is the grace of God.
信仰怎么可能软弱？
How can your faith be weak?
你信仰怎么可能会离开？
How can you leave your faith?
你天天看神迹，你怎么会不要神？
If you see miracles every day, how can you not want God?
怎么可能冷淡？
How is it possible that you're cold?
怎么可能对信仰不在乎？
How can you not care about your faith?
怎么可能不爱神？
How can you not love God?
怎么可能不在乎不参与圣工？
How can you not participate in holy work?
怎么可能去计较对教会的付出？
How can you count the sacrifice that you made for church?
如果你的信仰非常的活泼，
If your faith is living,
像这里讲说常常思想主的作为，感受主对我们的恩典，
to reflect on the works of the Lord and the blessings,
你自然而然就会心中感谢，并且大声称赞。
Then naturally you will give thanks and praise God.
所以今天我们也要向他们做学习。
So today we have to learn from them.
旷野当中这些简单的牧羊人。
In the fields, these simple shepherds.
在人的眼中可能没有什么了不起的。
They're not much in man's eyes.
因为牧羊在当代是个卑微的工作，卑微的。
Because shepherds was a lowly job.
牧羊人通常身份比较低，而且没有什么所谓的知识。
They had lower status and they're not educated.
也常常是在社会上比较被看不起的。
In the society, they were despised.
但是在这里，神却特别拣选了这些卑微的牧羊人。
But God especially chose these lowly shepherds.
并且使他们成为永恒被纪念的大荣耀。
And to make them to be remembered eternally.
如果今天他们可以，
If they can do it.
那我们跟他们学习。
And we learn from them.
那你我今天也可以。
Then you and I can do it too.
走进旷野成为牧羊人。
To walk into the fields to become shepherds.
用心准备在乎神的家。
to use our hearts to take care of the family.
常常思念主恩，心中充满感谢。
To reflect on the blessings and be thankful.
能够这样子持守我们的信仰。
We can hold on to our faith.
走完我们的道路。
To finish our journey.
就能够最后被接入大荣耀之中。
And the end will be received into the great glory.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
319首。
319。
好，我们一起来祷告。
We'll pray together.
祷告当中，特别为明天安息日早上的整天的崇拜聚会。
In our prayer, let's pray for our Sabbath service tomorrow.
使我们能够怀着一个敬虔的心来参加聚会。
So we can come to service with a devout heart.
更要带着一颗欢喜的心来参与教会的侍奉。
And with a joyful heart, we participate in the serving.
使我们所做的都能够蒙神所纪念。
So all we do can be remembered, God.
为我们的生命累积大奖赏。
So that our life can be rewarded.
我们一起来同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。